Step 7. Reading comprehension. Circle the correct answer. Number 1. Which of the following is not an advantage of smartphones mentioned in the essay?
A. They allow you to know where your child is. B. They can support education. C. They provide better information. D. They allow for independent learning.
Number 2. In the essay, what evidence is used to contradict the idea that smartphones are good for children's education?
A. Education is valuable to children's growth. B. Networking sites are dangerous. C. Most smartphones are always on. D. Most children don't use them to learn.
Number 3. What does the author of the essay think is the biggest problem with children using smartphones?
A. Children becoming dependent on their smartphones. B. Parents unable to stop their children from using smartphones. C. Children belonging to SNS. D. Too many children owning smartphones.
Number 4. According to the author, what fact about smartphone use among children should be discussed more?
A. Children's refusal to go to school. B. Social networking making children feel anxious. C. Norms of face-to-face communication. D. Depression among children.
Number 5. What problem related to children and smartphones is not mentioned in the essay?
A. Children sharing test answers. B. Loss of privacy. C. Loss of smartphones. D. Children intimidating other children.